It could have been much, much, much worse.
Pastor Matt Royston is thankful the fire didn't spread beyond the pulpit and a liturgical cloth. The hand-carved pulpit was built by church members Elwood Ruddicop and Martin Johnson in the early 1970s for the main sanctuary. Damage is estimated at $3,000 to $5,000, and Royston says much of that will be cleanup.
We sponsor the Boy Scout Troop 6 and Cub Scout Pack 6 here at the church, and they showed up in force to help us clean up the sanctuary. It was just really wonderful that they did that.
Royston credits a Gold Belt security officer who saw lights on about 3 a.m. Tuesday and entered the building. He smelled the smoke, discovered the smoldering pulpit, put it out with a fire extinguisher, and called the fire department. Then he went to the parsonage next door and woke up Royston. Neither the family nor the dogs had heard anything. No fire alarm went off, and the smoke did not reach the detectors in the high-ceilinged sanctuary.
The fire appeared to be burning itself out. It didn't get hot enough to consume the pulpit.
Capital City Fire Marshal Dan Jaeger says the fire is suspicious because investigators have not been able to find a heat source or where it started. But he says it's too early to call it arson.
When you label it arson, that's a very specific case. That's a very specific crime. And we don't have anything right now saying absolutely it was an arson. Not to minimize the incident or anything, but to kind of emphasize we don't want to go mislabeling things, which could have an impact down the road with court proceedings or other legal issues.
The building was locked at the time of the fire, and the point of entry is not clear. Police investigators also consider the fire suspicious, but Lieutenant Dave Campbell says they have no suspects.
There's things that we look at. I mean, obviously, we do a premises check. We canvass the area inside and outside. We look for things that are odd, you know, ways we might be able to tie people to the incident, you know, talk to the people that, you know, found it, try to determine the window of when it occurred.
Fire Marshal Jaeger says investigators hope the public might be able to fill in some of the gaps.
The public has been a huge help on fires in the past, and we would really hope they step forward if they have anything.
Church activities have not been interrupted since the small fire. As for a pulpit for Sunday services, Pastor Royston says a music stand will work just fine. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.